Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I stand on the hill, but not for a thrill, for the breath of a fresh kill. And never mind the man who contemplates doing away with license plates. He stands alone anyhow, baking the cookies of discontent by the heat of the laundromat vent. Leaving his soul. And then, like in poetry, I go dot, 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 you know, kind of offset up. Leaving his soul. Parting the waters of the medulla oblongata with John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You like that one, John Boy? Yeah.
Show on the radio where we ought to be here for September the 8th. All right. Got a full house, John Boy and Billy. Pillars. Tater.
Howdy.
Randy.
Hello.
Jackie and Andy behind the glass. All right. Let's see what we got here. It's National Pediatric Hematology Oncology Nurses Day.
Mm-hmm. They work with the cancer patients.
Yep. Right, nice. Nurses Day. Yeah, salute to the hard-working and dedicated professionals bringing care to patients every day. One of those, we salute you here at the Big Show. And it's National Ampersand Day. Wow, okay.
The and sign.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, it says from jotting a shorthand and to branding corporate names, this curly, quirky little character is ubiquitously useful.
That is what we've put on Billy's description for his biographical.
Curly, quirky little character. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And ubiquitously useful.
So it's called an ampersand?
Yes.
How about
the
that?
The and sign, yeah.
All right. Well, look at us learning something.
Mm-hmm. And the pound sign is now known as a hashtag.
Right.
So just to update you on that.
And it's actually an octothorpe.
And there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that what Prince changed his name to back in the day?
No. That was when he made up himself.
What was I saying? Ladies and gentlemen, octothorpe.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
Sounds like some villain. Mm-hmm. Iron Man.
Dr. Octothorpe.
Octothorpe and ampersand.
Octothorpe and ampersand. All righty. Well, there's our two national days. I think we'll just salute the nurses and y'all use a hand, you know, if you get a chance. All right. And we got three important dates in history saved up, because that's where we'll be getting our categories for Outburst. Your first chance to win in minutes. We'll get you ready. Let's wake up Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Wednesday morning, September the 8th. Look, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by TracFone Wireless. Gives you control over your wireless plan. No contract, unlimited talk and text, smartphone plan starting at just $20 a month.
And you get unlimited carryover data, so you keep what you don't use on America's largest and most dependable networks.
All right, let's get you ready for our first prize package. It's a $50 gift card from Island Coastal Lager Beer. Become an Island local for exclusive deals and a chance to win a dream fishing trip to the Bahamas. So go to thebigshow.com, click on the Island Brands banner, get all the info you need. Let's set you up to win it right here with our three dates in history. It was on this date, 1965, in a game against the California Angels, Kansas City's Bert Campaneris played a different position every inning, becoming the first major leaguer to play all nine positions during a single game.
Sounds like a stunt.
Yeah, you have to do that on purpose. Yeah. You got nine positions,
right,
and you got nine innings. It all worked out till the ninth when he was catching. He got hurt when he was trying to block the plate from runner Ed Kirkpatrick.
Who came up with this idea?
Thanks a lot, Ed. You ruined my special day.
All right,
move up to this date, 1999. A 37-year-old vodka-drinking, fire-breathing woman danced topless on an electrical tower beside a Seattle freeway bridge. As you can imagine, it snarled rush hour traffic for over an hour, and the light company cut power, leaving 5,000 customers without electricity.
Are the lights going to go out? We're not going to be able to see her? Wait, don't do it.
Good thing she was fire-breathing while she was topless.
Right. She had her own light, yeah.
Yes, well, they finally talked her down, halter topped her, and took her off to jail.
Yeah.
Man, all right. And finally, it was on this date, a Houston man finally was able to reach his cell phone and call for help after 3 days wedged in a storm sewer drain. Mm. Kevin Funches fell into an open manhole at night when he was crossing the street to pick up fried chicken at a restaurant that he liked. Must not have went there very much. Notice the open manhole cover. Anyway, he was only 3 feet below the street, but nobody heard his calls for help.
I don't know why it took him 3 days to reach his cell phone. That's weird.
Really?
Crazy. All right. So let me see. Yes, our three dates, our categories. Ooh, let's just concentrate on fried chicken for that last day. All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll free line. We play Outburst next. Big Show's on the radio. I'm a new Hum Day. And our video of the day brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 17th through the 19th at C-Max Dragway. Pew pew time.
Now, I know y'all haven't seen it yet, but let me just set the stage. It's a guy's last day on the job at the convenience store.
All right. Pew pew time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's all watch it at thebigshow.com. Well, we can't right now. We're going to play this. But y'all do it, and then we'll catch y'all. Okay, ready? Here's our job. We're playing Outburst.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun when you're playing out.
Outburst. Have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to John from Columbus, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
John! Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Let's knock them out, John. Get through these three categories. Get you an Island Coastal Lager Beer prize pack. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go then. In 5 seconds, three baseball positions. Ready to go?
Shortstop, pitcher, catcher.
Bam. Now we need three places you see topless women. Ready, go.
At a strip club, a nude beach, and movies.
Okay. What theater you go to? Well, you're probably on the screen there. Yeah. Well, don't think too hard here. All right, John, for the win, three fried chicken restaurants. Ready to go?
KFC, Chick-fil-A, and Bojangles.
There you go, buddy. And have y'all noticed, it's like the whole world just discovered a crispy chicken sandwich.
Yeah. It's like they had no clue it existed until about a year ago.
What's that all about, man? So it started with the Popeyes and something that got popular. What, the kids just... And now everybody's got one.
They wanted to have something to compete with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I think it all started with that. It was like kind of the competition.
Back when I was a kid in Michigan, we had a small chain called Famous Recipe. Mm-hmm. Which was honey dipped chicken. Mm-hmm. They had a chicken sandwich. I didn't everybody go crazy about that.
Just like the whole world's discovered. Well, good. Well, I'm glad y'all caught up. John, worked out for you, buddy. You got a big old prize pack heading over to Columbus for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Top of the hour. No, bottom of the hour, top of your news. It's the top of your news at the top of the hour 30 minutes ago. All right, we're all set. We're back on track. Here we go.
You know.
Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former hairstylist to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Tarmac the Magnificent.
They would just draw it on a piece of paper and bring it to me.
Thank you. Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Snoop Dogg's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. No one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your mystical and semi-divine way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
I was born ready, big man.
Envelope number one.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
What's between Buzz Lightyear's toes?
Oh.
Starting off strong.
Yes. Envelope number two.
High diddly ho.
High diddly ho.
What do you say when you meet a diddly ho? Okay, we're building now.
Yes, we are. And we're at envelope number three.
BR-549.
BR-549.
Name a Star Wars droid that guest starred on Hee-Haw.
Hey, hit your stride. All right, here we go. Envelope number four.
Instant Pot.
Instant Pot.
What was Tommy Chong's first wish when the genie came out of the lamp?
Tommy. And we're at envelope number five.
58.
58.
What did 50 Cent do when he got hungry? It's kind of like hills. It goes up and down.
Yeah, we're in envelope number 6.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
What does a doctor look for when he's out of town at a convention?
Envelope number 7.
The Delta variant.
The Delta variant.
Describe an airplane with comfortable seats, great food, and cheap tickets. Very rare.
Envelope number 8.
The Forever Purge.
The Forever Purge.
What did the Olsen twins do after a big lunch?
Yes. We're at envelope number 9.
Wonder Woman 1984.
Wonder Woman 1984.
Describe Bruce Jenner 2021.
A tarmac I hold in my hands, the final envelope.
Here we go. Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok.
What does Lipless say when you ask him what time it is?
That's it, buddy. Tarmac, the magnificent.
Good night, everybody.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. We are humming through your hump day, September the 8th, 2021. 20 minutes away from Tatertainment News. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crooks News.
Yes.
Yep, so rested.
Who's going to change us? Been doing it 30 years?
Mm-hmm. 40.
Dumb Crook Stories, yeah. Dumb Crook News. Stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. I'll get through it. The address will follow this report. A Kashmir, Washington man who was carrying a gun stuffed into the front of his pants accidentally shot himself in the groin. Well, the stay-at-home gangster told his girlfriend to get rid of the gun while he drove himself to the hospital.
So he's just hanging around the house with a gun in his pants.
Okay. It gets worse. While the victim was being treated for the gunshot wound, a balloon filled with marijuana came out of his butt.
Wow. That's a problem.
Well, that would be the time that would happen.
Did it, like, inflate out of it?
Yeah. Police took the man from the hospital to jail, and while he was being strip searched, another balloon full of pot came out of his butt.
You know, once I can see, but twice it's just starting to look like carelessness.
Two balloons.
Show off.
He's been charged with a firearms violation, possession of a controlled substance, and being the worst drug smuggler of all time.
Yeah.
A Hawkins County, Tennessee man told police he broke into a nearby home because he needed some dry clothes. Officers spotted a man while responding to a call about the break-in. He was walking down the side of the road near the burglary wearing cowboy boots, a lady's white jacket, and a pair of pink yoga pants.
Say, that's odd.
Wonder what was in his butt.
He told him I was wet because I fell in the river, and that's all I could find. Mm. Well, the homeowners made a positive ID on the stolen wardrobe, and the intruder was arrested for burglary.
And I'm guessing they just told him, just keep it.
So many questions.
A San Pablo, California man was arrested for stealing a taxi cab. Investigators say the man tricked the driver into getting out of the cab, then jumped in and drove away. Mm. He was arrested after he took the stolen taxi to the local DMV office and tried to re-register the car in his name.
Well, see, he's trying to make something out of himself.
He's going legit, man.
Right.
A Milwaukee man was arrested after leading police on a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour.
The suspect told police he'd been smoking pot and his fight-or-flight mentality kicked in when a cop tried to pull him over for a traffic violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the chase ended when the suspect wrecked his minivan while trying to look up directions on his cell phone.
Okay. You know, crime's not for everybody.
A 58-year-old St. Louis man went on a series of job interviews, but none of the prospective employers actually offered him a job. The man decided to show his displeasure by mailing packages of cat poop to the companies that failed to hire him.
Ooh.
Well, he sent his messy messages to 20 businesses in the St. Louis area. And the man apologized for sending the packages and got 2 years probation. By the way, his lawyer reports the man finally found a job. Hopefully it's not at the UPS store. Lots of people get arrested for resisting a police officer. A Punta Gorda, Florida woman got locked up because an officer was resisting her. Well, she called 911 to complain that her recently deceased husband left his Corvette to his stepson instead of her. Well, the officer who responded found the woman extremely drunk and more than a little horny.
Okay.
He politely declined her advances. A few minutes later, the woman called 911 again to complain that the cop wouldn't, quote, get jiggy with her.
I think there's a state ordinance.
Yeah.
She was arrested for abusing an emergency number is what they got her on.
I hope she doesn't start mailing packages of cat poop to the cop.
A New Zealand traffic cop pulled over a speeder for the second time in 2 years, which doesn't sound so weird except that the two tickets were written over 11,000 miles apart. So shortly after writing a man a ticket on a highway outside London, England in 08, the officer moved to New Zealand and took a job with the police department in the city of Wellington. So in 09, the speeder also moved from England to New Zealand.
Wow.
So he got pulled over for speeding in December of 2010. The two men had a good laugh about their unexpected reunion. Then a cop wrote him the ticket anyway.
Oh, that's right.
He was new on the job. And finally, a Missouri man on house arrest for violating a restraining order was taken into custody after he removed his electronic ankle monitor. The trickery was discovered after he posted a video to Facebook called How to Remove an Electronic Ankle Monitor. If you got dumb crook news, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Or email anybodybutme at thebigshow.com. Good morning, everybody, from my Big Show family to yours. Thank you for listening. Your latest news, weather, sports coming up.
Hello. This is Ricky B. Sharp from Alabama. You potlickers are listening to a couple other potlickers known as John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. You know, I ain't just a guest star on the Playhouse and the official mascot for Mr. Runt Populous over at the Pizza Runt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What's this? Note from John Boy? Keep it short.
Son of a...
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Wednesday, September the 8th. You having a birthday today, happy birthday. Who you sharing one with on a celebrity birthday list? Singer Pank is 42.
Yeah.
Fellas, you always like Pank.
I like Pank.
I say, like, when wearing shorts with Pink on the butt, is that her fashion line or is that just her swag or stuff that she sells?
That is Victoria's Secret's Pink. That's their line. It's like their junior line.
Oh, so it has nothing to do
with Pete the singer. No.
Okay,
no.
Because the Pillar's always like slutty women, so I figured, you know, she was.
I see how you could put that together, yeah. No, she doesn't get a dime from the Victoria's Secret.
And the brand pink is slutty training.
It is.
Pay attention, you know.
So that's Victoria's Secret's like junior
it's
stuff.
It's like their junior line, yeah. They kind of like their activewear and pajamas.
Here's my question. I know where you normally hang out. Where are you hanging out lately? You're seeing this.
Well, the thing is, you got to be aware of your surroundings, really, when
you're traveling, man.
It's advertised on all the outerwear, so every shorts and sweatpants and joggers and sweatshirts and tank tops.
The kind of people that wear that sort of thing don't seem to be the kind of people in whose circles he travels.
Hey, when you girls get your drawers, I
tried to help you, Johnny. I tried. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, no, you did because I thought it had something to do with the singer pink.
No.
And Billy, he is aging into the mall walker scene.
Man. Johnny walking around the mall with his little 2-pound weights in each hand.
Hey, you like pink? Pillars likes her. She's slutty. Hey, you girls, where you going? Come back, talk to me.
So, mainly happy birthday to you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Hang on, we'll play for 10 minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Why, thank you very much. Some sad news and some condolences. First off, Willard Scott passed away while we were on vacation. The old weatherman from the Today Show before Al Roker took his reign and started his era. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't.
he played the first Ronald McDonald.
He was the very first Ronald McDonald.
And then he even had a turn playing Bozo the Clown. Mm. Y'all knew that too?
Bozo, you're living in the 60s, man.
Thankfully, he passed peacefully. With his family surrounding him, he was 87 years old.
Wow, how about that?
Look at the box office over the weekend while we were away. Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings, we didn't talk about it because we weren't here, earned $71.4 million in the Labor Day weekend box office review.
Pretty good opening. And the reviews have been pretty good for it. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
So, what's the deal about a regular Japanese guy?
It's a Marvel type movie.
It was a comic book back during the peak kung fu movie craze in the 70s. They came out with this. Shang-Chi was their kung fu character.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
The first movie starring an Asian superhero.
So Marvel's adding on. So not really adding on. They're going back to older heroes.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff. Okay.
Because they own everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
So it's second in grossing behind Black Widow's movie. She earned $80.3
million. Number two in the Marvel universe.
Yep. Okay. Rounding out the top five, you have Candyman, which dropped from number one to number two. Free Guy at number three. Paw Patrol the movie. Four, and rounding out five is Jungle Cruise. That is what you are not missing at the movie theater.
So is everything normal at theaters now? Are they spacing you out when you go in?
It depends on the city, state, and everything.
And it depends on what you call normal. I think they're still charging you $8 for a bucket of popcorn. That doesn't seem normal to me.
I didn't have to buy a mask there.
Really? Yeah.
Well, before vacation, Aaron Rodgers was engaged. After vacation, he is now separated from Shailene Woodley. They say it's just for his NFL season, which he said is a good thing.
They just separated for the season?
Man, that sounded like he used to break up before Christmas. So he wouldn't have
wow.
It's a busy work time for her as well.
You know this is my crazy time of year, honey.
This gives us time for both of us to focus on work. Mm-hmm. She's filming a movie, and she, of course, said in the beginning, there's no rush to get married, which is good because they were, like, dated 3 months before they got engaged.
Is this the one that Danica Patrick, when they were dating, introduced him to her, and then he ran off with her?
Shailene, I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
I'll take him.
Meow.
All right.
So that's happening. Let's see. Dancing with the Stars has leaked some of their stars. Looks like Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, is going to be one of the dancing stars.
Dancing with the Daughters of the Stars.
Former Bachelor star Matt James is going to be joining the season. Let's see, who else?
None of these are stars.
JoJo Siwa is also, she's a young star. I don't know if you know the 19-year-old dancer. Kenya Moore, a housewife. Olympian Suni Lee. And the talk co-host Amanda Klutz. So
they should just call it dancing.
So before vacation, they had no stars reported. After vacation,
and not a whole lot.
Now, wait
a
minute, still no stars.
Is Lori Loughlin the one that bribed the people to get her daughter? Yes. Is this a daughter that she bribed to get into college?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. There you go.
So she'll be all right without her college education.
She's also very popular on the social media, too.
Oh,
so
mm-hmm. okay.
she has her own following
she
that they're hoping for.
She sent a press release that said, ta-da.
Before vacation, Kanye and Kim were divorcing.
Uh-huh.
After vacation, Kanye let it slip on his album. I don't think he let it slip. That he cheated on Kim. After their second child was born, he raps about it in a song called Hurricane, and it reveals his infidelity. So
I
that's
got
on
something
his
I
new...
want to tell you, honey. Listen to the song.
See? Now, all these times you've said, oh, my wife never listens to this show. You never know.
Well, I think he called it Hurricane because it sounds like somebody's going to lose a house at the end.
Kanye's bringing in the money with this Donda album. I mean, he's printing it, basically. It's very, very popular, number one. Mm. It's done great. So Kanye's cheating wasn't enough for Kim to file for divorce. It's only when he went public about their decision with their pregnancy, which
that was
like announcing you're splitting up for football season.
You can do that.
You're like, what?
Maybe I could become a football fan after all.
And so before we were on vacation, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, the Dutch and Duchess of Suckett, had a million-dollar mansion in California, and after vacation, they've realized that there is a cannabis farm close to their home that's causing a major stink problem in the area. So they paid $11 million for this mansion, you know, their little bungalow of 16 bedrooms, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
They bought it this summer, and the farm has 20 large greenhouses full of pungent plants, and many residents have been complaining about the distinctive smell. So it's been legal since 2016 to now have your cannabis farms, and they just kind of honed in on that area. And so they're writing letters to the Responsible Cannabis and Cannabis Association for Responsible Producers. So they will promise that
it may concern.
That they
damn
will install controls.
This is about the funky stank situation.
Neighbors say they're not getting high from the smell. It's making them dizzy from the smell.
Doesn't anybody want them to be happy?
So they might be looking for a new home.
Mm. Or a can of Febreze.
Or something. And that's your Tater David news while you've been gone.
Good night, everybody!
All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out this McDonald's menu item officially contains a total of 38 ingredients. And after it's all mixed up, what you're eating ends up being 56% corn products.
Was it the McNugget?
Yes, it is. The Chicken McNuggets. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Archaeologists tell us that the Sumerians of 2100 BC were the first to write down official laws, and this was the first thing they made illegal.
What is writing stuff down? See, nobody can ever change anything now.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Wednesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Our video of the day brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. It's pew-pew time. I understand what it means because he goes pew-pew. And he shoots a little water pistol. It was said that was his last day working at a convenience store.
Well, I can only imagine.
Yeah. If it wasn't, it should have been.
Y'all check it out. Make your daily visit at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who says, depending on your diet, any time can be pew-pew time. He's John Boy.
Pew-pew-pew. Thank you, man. All right, let's say hey to Keith out of Elizabethton, Tennessee. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How's it going,
Good
guys?
Good morning. We all right, buddy? Welcome in here. You are first up. Let's see if you can claim this prize pack. Well, archaeologists tell us that the Sumerians of 2100 B.C. were the first to write down official laws. And this was the first thing they made illegal. Think back, Keith. What could it be?
Go with what is witchcraft?
Witchcraft. Let's see.
Southern.
Yeah. You don't need the hem and haw. You was right on it now, buddy. All right, buddy. Prize pack of the Liquid Performance. John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket headed over to Elizabethton for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, Hoyt and the boys take out food. Then, Rabbi's been to the movies. See what it's all about. Shows on the radio. Oh, the boys figured out why they've been gaining weight. Wrote a little song about it. Like to hit, and here it goes.
Folks, this one was inspired by our Bondo specialist Gooch and his lovely wife, who say the secret to a happy marriage is takeout food. You better look out. You're gonna get it. I'm getting worried for you. You got no idea what you getting into. I've been a big boy all my life, and you've been a big girl. A plus size gal meets a plus size dude, and I know what we are to do. Let's double up on some greasy old takeout food. I'm hungry as can be. You are too, cause you're exactly like me. And I know just what we are to do. Let's order some takeout food. It doesn't matter if we're fatter than we probably should be. It comes down to I love you and honey, you love me. Just more to love, that's our philosophy. I'm hungry as can be, and you are too, cause you're exactly like me. We're in love, so what we are to do is order some takeout food. Now I know what a bunch of y'all are saying right now. Hoyt, that can't possibly be it. Well, Gooch says money can buy happiness. All you have to do is ask for the 12-piece bucket with four large fixings. We love unhealthy stuff. We might not look that great in the buff, but we're in love, so what we're gonna do is order some takeout food. Over the teeth, past the gums, look out, belly, here it comes. Plus size gal meets plus size dude, and they order some takeout food. Yeah, they order some takeout food, cause they love them some takeout food. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
All right. Good morning. It is the Big Show on the radio. Appreciate you kicking off your Wednesday morning with us. What's happening here? Well, our resident critic is slowly making his way into the studio with his latest review. So here it comes. All right. Please welcome back to the Big Show, Rabbi Myron Bergstein.
Shalomi, homies. What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
So, what happened to you?
Nothing. I've always been like this.
No, you got a big walking boot on your leg.
Oh, that? I hurt my leg.
How'd that happen?
I was thinking about coming in here, and I tried to kick myself in the tuchus. So this happened.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yeah. He said, did it hurt? I said, yes. He said, so you're going to take your flu shot, or do I have to punch you again?
Really?
No, I'm just workshopping some material. Some material that Astro Nerd wrote for me. I really just tripped on the cat.
How long you been laid up?
Oh, not at all. See, you can't let some little injury interrupt your life. A very wise man once said, this is when the great ones dig deep.
Hey, I'm the one who said that.
What a stupid saying. I gotta get this over with. My leg is killing me.
All right. So what did you see?
Not the cat. That's for damn sure. No.
What movie did you see?
Well, since I couldn't hobble to the back row of the cinema, I stayed home and I watched a new comedy streaming on the Hulu.
Hulu.
I don't know who Hulu is. What's he got to do with this?
Another sorry. You go ahead.
So I watched this new comedy called Vacation Pals.
Friends,
I hate that stupid show. May I proceed? So this young black couple from Chicago, they go on a vacation in Mexico, and they meet a couple of crazy crackers. Mm. A hilarious turn of events results in the four of them spending the entire week together. Then the white couples show up at the black couple's wedding, and as you would expect, mayhem ensues. Mm. Look, I'm not going to lie. It's got its moments. Not every joke strikes gold. You know, kind of like this show. But it's only a skosh over 90 minutes, so, you know, it's not your whole night.
You know, I gotta ask, how is the cast?
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but pretty darn good. Most of them, you know, I never heard of. But the white guy is that wrestler with the cement block head that looks like Ernest P. Worrell on steroids. You know what I'm talking about. He's that big cement head John Philip Sousa.
Cena.
Cena what?
John Cena is who you're thinking of.
I thought that was the actor who always pretends to be straight, but everyone knows better.
That's John Travolta.
I thought that was the guy Lyndon Johnson killed.
That's John F. Kennedy.
I thought that was the country boy who found out the hard way he couldn't fly.
That's John Denver.
I thought that was the guy who's head wound up on a plate.
That's John the Baptist.
I thought that was the skinny guy who used to be fat and now has got more loose skin than Star Jones.
That's John Goodman.
I thought that was the piano guy who used to dress up in sequins and feathers and everyone was surprised to find out he was a gay.
That's Elton John. Oh.
So who the hell am I thinking of?
John Cena.
Can you believe his religion worships aliens that lived in a volcano?
So, anyway, what do you think?
So, like the kids say, that's straight down wacky, yo.
No, the movie.
Oh, well, you know, it's definitely not for the kids. It's pretty salty. It's not the Citizen Crane or nothing, but it's pretty okay. I give it 2.5 yarmulkes. So tune in, tune out, shut up, shut down. Who the hell cares? If you don't see it, nothing bad is going to happen. If you do see it, nothing good is going to happen. It's just a damn movie, you idiots. But the best part is you don't have to leave home to see it. And trust me, see it during the day. It'll feel like a matinee and seem cheaper.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good morning. This is Connery, Sean Connery. And you might think that I'm just another sophisticated yet rugged Scottish movie star. And you'd be right. What's my secret? The truth is I can't start my day without listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, they're a lot funnier than Dr. No and Blofeld. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Good Wednesday morning. Big Show's on the radio. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by Tacky Jackies.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here. It's that time of year again when parents can breathe a sigh of relief, get a little me time, and push the care and feeding of their horrible offspring on the state. That's right, back to school. So ring the bell and send them back to hell in style thanks to the big back to school sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Does your daughter dress like a crackhead? Does her closet look like Lindsay Lohan's laundry hamper? Is your lint trap full of sequins and glitter? Do your friends think you've adopted Miley Cyrus? Do your nosy neighbors give you a sympathetic pat on the back while handing you a gift certificate for Planned Parenthood? Is that the state of affairs in your household, Snookums? Well, guess what? Despite your best attempts to dress your little darling as a treasure, she's tarted up like total trash. And no amount of complaining, tears, and empty threats are going to change it. She's dressing like a hoe, so go with the flow and style at Tacky Jackie's. She's
got me spending. Oh, spending all your money on me.
Tacky Jackies carries all the top names for school-age sartorial trampery. Brands like Stank and Skank, Tammy Milfiger, Giorgio Armani, Allegro for Slutty, and of course, Vera Wang.
I like Chinese. They're always friendly and they're ready to please.
They're all here at colossal savings over regular retail, because with the moral direction of your child, you'll need all your available money to bail out your honey.
Oh, no!
Be sure to check out our quirky, teenage, on-site bail bondsman, Mr. Dinky. Just remember, if your daughter's kinky and the situation's hinky, it's time to shake hands with Mr. Dinky, and you'll only find him here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Tacky Jackie has something for everyone. Preteens, post-teens, in-betweens, prom queens, drama queens, closet queens, tweakers, sneakers, debate club speakers, tweeters, cheaters, tardy bell beaters, geeks, freaks, chubby cheeks, snoozers, boozers, chess club losers, crunkers, punkers, amateur spelunkers, fruities, beauties, girls with cooties, droolers, foolers, above-ground poolers, goobs, noobs, dudes, duds, and that one kid with a six-hair mustache, pierced eyelid, and crooked mullet that keeps inviting you on a snipe hunt. We've got you all covered at Tacky Jackie's. And don't worry, guys, we haven't forgotten you. This weekend only, we've got a humongous 50% off sale on our entire line of pint-sized pimp and puny playa fashions. Neon green, pink, and orange polyester bell-bottoms with a fur-lined athletic supporter on the outside. Paisley overalls with comfy spandex crotch so you can boogaloo, and platform sneakers with optional training wheels.
Huh?
All purchases over $75 will receive absolutely free a complimentary chest hair wig for all you virgins and late bloomers, only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
Working for the good stuff.
And Saturday only, be sure to come hungry. To get you ready for the school year, the lunchroom gals from Grizzly Stump Elementary will be serving free grub, cafeteria style, from 11 a.m. to noon. They'll have all your favorites.
I sure am hungry.
Heaping, steaming, bubbling ladles of the green stuff, the brown stuff.
They'll have some of the yellow.
And the all-new blue stuff.
And don't get cheap on me.
All menu items approved by Michelle Obama. Whatever you do, don't miss the big back-to-school sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And here we grow again with a brand new location. Look for the hand-painted sign on 7th Street, right behind Jews and Jugs Kosher Strip Parlor, and across the street from Captain Hook's Hands-On Piercings and LASIK Eye Surgery. Knock on the door marked Livestock and ask for Shecky Galecki, the world's funniest narcoleptic. And if he doesn't fall asleep, he'll let you into a wonderland of savings. The kind of savings you'll only find at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. This is your old pal Bert Fern saying, see you there.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. You take C, you'll get a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of Cucumber Vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Click on the Mount Olive Pickles banner to BigShow.com. Making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Even with our current situation, there's always something exciting happening in dismal seepage South Carolina. And here to tell us all about it is the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Q. Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy, and greetings to all your wonderful listeners, even the ones who send me hate mail.
Wait, our listeners are sending you hate mail?
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
That's your people.
Well, what sort of hate mail are they sending?
Well, to be fair, it doesn't really start out as hate mail. It's usually just, you know, suggestions about new festivals and ideas on how to improve current ones.
Well, to me it sounds like they're just trying to be helpful.
Well, I take it as a sign of disrespect.
Hmm.
Hey, Goober, I don't come to where you work and tell you how to empty the porta-johns. You know, and then one thing leads to another, and a few emails later, I'm insulting their family.
Mm.
I tell you what, I must be pretty accurate, too. They get pretty steamed.
What kind of insults?
Well, I don't want to get specific, but a lot of guys must be married to sluts.
Sounds like you bring that hate mail on yourself.
You know, John Boy, this weekend is going to be sweet and dismal stupid with our first annual ice cream social distancing days.
Ah, the old-fashioned ice cream social. That sounds neat.
Neat? Neat. Who are you, Eddie Haskell? It's a weekend of ice cream and good times, John Boy, 6 feet apart. Sponsored by Ben and Terry's Ice Cream Delight.
But don't you mean Ben and Jerry's?
No, we tried them, and they said no.
Ah, what happened? Did you insult them?
The weekend kicks off with a big parade down Main Street, and our grand marshals, those kiddie show icons, the Banana Splits. Isn't that neat?
Very nostalgic. You know, I always enjoyed them.
Oh, yeah, they're good guys. But, you know, Drooper is a bit of a handful. He's got a no moonshine rider in his contract.
Wow, who knew?
There's activities aplenty. Ice cream tastings in the main tent featuring some pretty exotic flavors.
Like?
Oh, damn it, I knew you'd ask. Hold on a second, let me try that. Okay, here it is. Peach and pickled herring. Salted caramel suet. Squid macaroon. Mayor sweat mint chip. Oh, here's my favorite. Chunky blue toilet water.
Ooh, what are the chunks?
Well, it looks like chocolate, but I don't really know.
Okay, so who is going to be trying those?
Oh, please, it's right next to the frozen margarita tent, like they're not going to try them. And these are your people. There's a milkshake brings all the boys to the yard dance contest. Women 18 and over gravitating to the latest hip tunes, all while trying to drink a milkshake.
That sounds kind of messy.
Yeah, it does. And the... And the grand finale is a comedy show by insult comic Murder Hornet.
What? There's a comic called Murder Hornet?
Well, he says he's Killer Bee's cousin, but that might be a lie. It's going to be a great weekend, John Boy. 1,000 gallons of ice cream in all your favorite flavors.
1,000 gallons? Well, that's a lot. So who gets the leftovers, you?
So come on down this weekend. Big, dismal seepage ice cream social distancing days. It's going to be neat, idiot.
Right. Oh, boy. Well, let's play this current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Customer records an odd moment at the McDonald's drive-thru.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. You take C, you will win. We play next.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Real to do your Wednesday, September the 8th. Video of the day brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. It's pew-pew time. Last day on the job at a convenience store.
Probably.
Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, Pimp Squad. Let's say hey to Robbie from Columbus, Georgia. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Welcome in here, son. You listen to Billy and win this Mount Olive Pickles prize pack.
Well, customers waiting in the drive-thru line at a McDonald's in Marshfield, Wisconsin, spotted a surprising face in the back passenger window of a Buick, a cow.
Huh?
Customer Jessica Nelson says she thought the cow head looking through the backseat window had to be a fake, but she snapped an iPhone video and posted it on Facebook anyway. Turns out the cow was real. The owner of the Buick contacted Jessica on Facebook and explained that she had stopped at Mickey D's after a trip to a local livestock auction. And get this, there were actually three calves in the backseat of the car. Only one of them was sitting up and looking out the window. No wonder the driver thought it was a joke. I mean, let's face it, seeing a cow in a car at McDonald's is like seeing A, car full of chickens at KFC, B, a truckload of pigs at Sonny's Barbecue, or C, a minivan full of cats at Panda Express.
Oh. What do you got, Robbie?
I think I'm going to take C, John Boy.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, John Boy, can I get my moo?
Yeah, Robbie, you need a moo. There you go. Perfect timing for the cows and deal going on, man.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, John Boy.
All right, my boy. You hang on for Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for the September the 8th. Then we'll head toward the Playhouse.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It was a nice, quiet southern town. Till the day they appeared.
I'm telling you, they're everywhere. They look just like us, but they're different.
You could meet one of them anywhere. On the way to work.
You think Charlotte has traffic problems? Try driving on the Garden State Parkway sometime. Now that's traffic.
At the office.
I wouldn't bet a dime on the ACC playoffs. Call me when you start a poo for the Stanley Cup. Hockey, now there's a man sport.
At lunch.
You call this pizza? Cheese on the top? Chili on hot dogs? Sauerkraut, man. And can I get a decent cheesesteak sandwich, huh? Rocco's Deli, East 124th Street. Now there's a restaurant.
In the winter.
What is with this town? You think you guys never saw snow before? Chicago. Now there's a winner for you.
In the spring.
Springfest, this is a celebration. St. Patrick's Day in Boston, now there's a party.
Watch out, Jason. Move over, Freddy Krueger. The ultimate terror is here. Yankees from hell.
You guys think you're gonna support an NBA team? A town they call stock car racing a sport? Hey, have another bowl of grits, Goma.
Yankees from hell.
We're here.
Yankees from hell. There's one near you.
John Boy and Billy.
You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth!
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, celebrating your hump day into September the 8th. Right, get in the playhouse.
All right, take it,
welcome,
Randy,
to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, the Mr. Jenkins incident.
As our story opens, Myrtle Bathede is having lunch in the cafeteria at Brushywood Senior Citizen Center.
Howdy, Myrtle. Do you mind if I join you?
Not at all, Bob. Come on, take a load off.
I hear there was some commotion in here at breakfast this morning.
You heard that? The music wouldn't play. Did you notice? Oh, yeah, right here. I seen it. It was that new feller that just moved in, Mr. Jenkins. They had to carry him to the hospital.
Say they did?
Yeah. When he came in, he looked like he was struggling to walk. He could barely make it through that door over there. I says, Mr. Jenkins, are you okay? And then he says, I don't know. I felt fine when I woke up, but since I got dressed for breakfast, I can't hardly move my legs at all. I about fell down 3 times coming over here. Oh. He said it like that.
Oh, that don't sound good, however he said it there, Myrtle.
So I told the gal at the front desk, because I'm a busybody, and she called 911. And then the ambulance came, and then they carried him on off to the hospital.
Oh, we find out, was he having a stroke or something?
No. They brought him back about an hour later. He was walking just fine when he came in.
Oh, all right, so he's okay.
Oh, yeah. One of the ambulance fellers said when they got to the hospital, they knew exactly what was wrong with him as soon as they got his britches off.
Oh, which was?
Well, when he was getting dressed, he accidentally stuck both his legs in the same hole of his boxer shorts.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Do you think that was worth it?
Tune in again next time. No. When we'll hear the crusty old gal at the front desk say,
hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
You see, it was the same hole for one leg.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I didn't see you there. This is Professor Merwin Hannaday, head of Big Show Science and History Division, and you're listening to two boys who are destined to be history, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. When I say there'll be history, I didn't mean to imply a negative. I simply meant that they'd... Oh, what did I mean?
It's a big show on the radio. Wednesday, kicking on the final hour. Well, college football underway. Get y'all up with our man who makes a living at it. That'd be Mark Packer, son of the legendary Billy Packer of your ACC network or ESPN. Save some time for Pack. We'll play some Wordy Word, classic bit of the morning coming up. Big show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word, and the winner gets two great board games from the Op Games. If you're looking for an easy, fun party game for all ages, Blank Slate is the game for you. And Hues and Cues is different from other board games. Connecting colors and clues has never been this fun. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for all things college sports with a Pac-Man. Good morning, Mr. Mark Packer.
John Boy, Billy, and crew, good Wednesday morning to all. Hope you had a wonderful Labor Day holiday weekend.
We sure did, buddy. And, man, I don't think any college team I pulled for won over the weekend, Pack. I was just looking back at that, man.
Well, you must be an ACC football fan because everybody in the league that was ranked took an L over the weekend. It didn't matter if it was Clemson losing to Georgia, North Carolina losing at Virginia Tech, and Miami getting blitzed by Alabama. And those are your three ACC-ranked teams, all suffered losses. And all three, Johnny, had the same problem, and that is offensive line play. They just got absolutely beat up by the other team's defensive line. So, hey, it's week one. You put it in your rearview mirror and you move on. But I think if you're Alabama and Georgia in particular, I thought those were the two best-looking teams of the lot. But it is a long, long season, and we'll see where this thing goes. But, man, Alabama picked up right where they left off. It just doesn't seem to matter if they lose – a dozen guys in the National Football League. Nick Saban says, hey, next man up. And they're usually really talented, five-star, and they put it on them. And you know, you watch that game Saturday, Alabama just took Miami to the woodshed. It took them about 10 minutes to put that thing in the rearview mirror. So Alabama looks like the team to beat still. Mm-hmm. But as I said, we got 1 week down and about 16 more to go. So we'll see where this bad boy goes. But a tough start for the ACC at the very top. Great win for Virginia Tech, obviously knocking off Sam Howell, North Carolina. But, Johnny, you just never know, man. That's the thing that we love about this sport so much.
Yeah, that's it, man. I did not have a problem. I like Alabama at the SEC. Yeah, I don't have a problem with them rolling over the U like that. But, boy, that North Carolina game, that kind of hurt. You know, I wanted to ask you about Mac Brown. You know, Mac's getting on up there in years, and a lot of people are saying, man, them timeouts do you absolutely no good when you take them to the locker room.
Well, he'd probably like to have a do-over there. I think there were a lot of issues. I mean, I didn't get a beat, needless to say. I think sometimes, you know, the heels in the offseason were preseason top 10 and huge expectations about Max turning this thing around. He's done a great job in terms of recruiting and all that stuff, and they were looking to take the next level, and they still could. I mean, you know, they start off 0-1, they put their back against the wall in the crazy Coastal Division. But for Sam Howell and the Heisman hype, and North Carolina is a dark horse to make the college football playoff, you don't want to lose that first game. Matter of fact, nobody has lost the first game of this regular season and made the college football playoff. Nobody. In fact, the last time a team lost their season opener and went on to win the national title, you got to go back 38 years when Miami did it. But for the Heels, it was a double whammy because not only did you lose the game, but you lost it to a conference member in your own division. And there was a lot of pressure on Justin Fuente and Virginia Tech on Friday, but I thought the crowd was awesome. And really, they just got after North Carolina from the very first possession. Johnny and the Heels tried to play catch-up all day. And, you know, they lost some really talented running backs and wide receivers, and they're going to have to figure that out as they move forward. But You know, did Mac do a great job with the timeouts down the stretch? Probably not. But that didn't get him beat. But sometimes you tip your hat to the other guy. They're just better. I thought Virginia Tech was better than North Carolina Friday when they played.
Yep. I got some buds that are big Georgia fans. They were just tickled to death with that, you know, and that's another one that hurt. You know, Dabo and the boys of Clemson. So it's just like you said, that's what I was going to ask you. No team has ever lost the first game and won the championship. Is this, you know, what about for Clemson? Do they have a road back to make it to the playoffs?
Well, they do, but you know, for everybody's been barking about that this week. But Johnny, you know, it's so far down the road.
Yeah.
You know, you got to win one in a row before you win 12 in a row. And you know, people, Clemson's been so good in terms of six straight college football playoff appearances, and everybody just assumed, write it in ink. Clemson's going to win the ACC. Ohio State's going to win this. Georgia or Alabama's going to win the SEC. Well, that's why we keep scoring. I've been having some fun this week on the shows by saying, hey, you know, all of us as college football fans, as soon as we crown a national champion in January, you just kind of get depressed because you're like, oh, my God, it's 8 months till we see another football game. And then we have the first week of the college football season, and all anybody wants to do is talk about January. Like, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you got to really enjoy the journey each and every week because the sport really does produce incredible storylines each and every week. And, like, even in our backyard here in Charlotte, I mean, Will Healy and the Niners win their first game ever against the Power 5 team when they beat Duke on Friday night of last week. I mean, there's great, great storylines. I mean, the quarterback at Old Presbyterian College down there in beautiful Clinton, South Carolina, threw for 10 touchdowns. I mean, so there's always great storylines each and every week. But I think if you're a Georgia fan, man, you're thrilled to death with the win. Of course, they got a little COVID scare this week. We'll see how that plays out. But, you know, the Dogs, quite frankly, should be favored in every game they play moving forward. And same thing with Alabama. But I would just warn everybody, just don't assume that that's what your SEC championship game is going to be. You know, injuries, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You got a year in which you got all these super seniors, kids that are 6 years in college. There are going to be some teams that step up on certain weekends and shock people. And, again, it's the beauty of the sport. So I would just warn everybody, just accept each and every week. And if your team wins, man, say, cool, well, let's go get them again next week. And if you lose, you still got time to turn this thing around in the early part of the season.
That is a great point, man. We've just been waiting and waiting for college football to start back again after week. Well, man, we'll just wait till next season.
I saw a thing on ESPN this week, and they're like, well, Clemson's path. I'm like, well, what are we worried about that for? I mean, they, you know, they got a long way to go to just to get back to an ACC championship game, and who knows how any of this stuff's going to play
That's
out.
Right,
so,
man.
You know, you got to just enjoy each and every week because, like I said, these kids bust it, and they want an opportunity to play. And, again, there's just so many cool stories that are going to emerge, kind of like the Florida State game on Sunday night when Mackenzie Milton – who might have lost his leg a couple years ago, and all of a sudden he gets in the game because the guy that was the starter's helmet fell off, and he comes in and leads Florida State to a crazy comeback in the fourth quarter. They end up losing in overtime. But like I said, you know, the sport produces incredible stories. So we'll see what we got coming up in week two. Probably the marquee game this weekend coming up starts really in the Big Ten with Oregon, who a lot of folks believe might be the best team in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. Going to Columbus to take on the Buckeyes. So that should be a tremendous football game. So that's the big picture.
All right. Well, let's enjoy it, Pac. We appreciate you here with us.
All right, boys. You guys have a great week. We'll touch base next week.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you. Dad, the Pac-Man. Appreciate him a lot. All right, then. In perspective, let's just enjoy this football season. Randy? Well, let's enjoy some wordy word one game at a time. Huh? We can take that. Let's do it. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. You can also go to thebigshow.com, click on the on-air contest button. You think you'd be good at wordy word, you just need a chance. You can't get through, Jackie will call you. How about that? We'll team up and play next.
This portion of the Big Show brought to you by TracFone Wireless, giving you control over your wireless plan, no contracts, unlimited talk and text smartphone plan starting at just $20 a month.
Plus, get unlimited carryover data so you keep what you don't use, all on America's largest and most dependable network. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hummadoo, your hump day. in our video of the day, brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. Pew pew time. Oh, my boy hanging out behind the drink section in the convenience store with a water pistol. Pew 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 pew. Man, all of them hit the ground too. It looked like they really just
like a headshot.
Knocks them out.
Yeah, it's like he's shooting tranquilizer darts. The
thing is, you called him a boy. He's probably like a 40-year-old man back there.
I don't know how he feels, I think, inside that body.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, y'all, check it out at BigShow.com. Be taking a classic bit request off the wall coming up in minutes as well. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Daryl from Salem, Alabama. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. And we got Mike from Christiansburg, Virginia. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Big Joe.
Good morning. Hey. All right, boys, welcome. Got Virginia. How many states between Virginia and Alabama? North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia? Yeah, okay. I got you right in my geographical head there. So, Daryl, you're
it on. It helps him. Just play along. I don't know why.
Daryl's on Team John Boy and Billy. Mike on Team Tater and Randy. And me and Daryl will go for the first 30 seconds.
So, All right,
Daryl, are you ready, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get a bunch of them right here. Put it right in your head. All right, start the clock. Now.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I got to pee, so Tater is going to keep score. I'm old and I can't hold it.
Well, you know, at the time that you've interrupted this is my favorite part of the show.
Thanks, Tate.
All right, Jackie,
you're
excused.
You know, Pearl just goes right here.
Of course, this is one of those conversations. Normally it would happen off the air. I mean, sure doesn't really have to go back.
Wait a minute. I want to count up how many states knows that Jackie is going to pee. Right now. 20.
Old women like me.
I
get
thought
it.
You had to go to the bathroom.
Shut up.
All right, there she goes. And she's gone.
She's gone.
All right, Daryl, are you ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Starting the clock now. When you play 18 holes, you ride on one of these.
Golf cart.
Yes. Yeah. All right. The Green Bay Packers is a football blank.
Team.
Yes. All right. Rhymes with it. You get scared. You make a noise. A girl, a woman does this.
Scream.
Yes. Rhymes with it. A center blank of a house. Oh, no.
Beam.
Yes.
There
you go. All right. Rhymes with it. At night, you have a. Okay. Well, we put a 4 on the board there, Daryl. Good work. I did. Mike and Tater for their round one.
What could go wrong?
Well, I have to pee, so we got that going for us.
All right, Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready. Are we working on that last one?
Yes,
we are. Picking up on that last one. I put it in Mike's head. It's supposed to be in your head, Daryl, but don't beat yourself up. I'll handle that. Okay, ready? Go.
Not a nightmare.
Dream.
Yes, sir.
Dream, yeah.
Rhymes with it. You put this in your coffee, half and half.
Cream.
You rhymes with it. This comes out of a kettle when you know it's hot.
Steam.
You, all right, not rhyming anymore. You committed a blank. We have to take you to jail.
Crime.
Yes, sir. This is the color of red hair or at Japanese
Auburn.
Restaurants. No, at Japanese restaurants, you get it. I don't know what it is. It's a. Baga.
All right. So 4 for Mike.
Nice.
Okay. So it's 4-4 heading into round 2.
Now, Billy, baga.
Right. Has been taken.
Yeah. All right, Daryl, you're up with Billy. And y'all picking up on that last one. Ready, go.
The two girls on Gilligan's Island were Marianne and who?
There you go.
Ginger.
Bam.
There you go. This a poison blank will make you break out and itch. If you get it on you.
Ivy?
Yep, yeah. There you go. You play video games in a video what? Like a
arcade?
Yep, there you go. Yeah. There you go. This is a sweater that goes all up way up under your chin. It's a...
turtleneck.
Bam!
There you go. The blank museum where you don't want to fire because everything would melt because it's made out of...
Buster.
All right, well, let's see. Tanner, hold up that score there. Another four for Daryl. It's an 8 on the board. All okay. right, good work, y'all. So, Mike and Randy, 4 will tie and 5 will win.
Okie dokie.
Come on, Randy. Don't drop the ball on me.
All right, then. Mike, want to ease up on the sports analogy.
You're going to need him on your side, like, real soon.
Yeah. All right, here y'all go. Picking up on that last one. Go.
Candles are made of it. Yes.
Wax.
Okay, if you won't eat meat, this is what they call you.
Vegetarian.
Yeah. Mm. So this is where you park your car.
Parking lot.
You know, inside the house.
Garage.
Yes.
Garage.
All right. So this, in golf, you're trying to get the ball into the what?
The hole.
Yes.
Tied up.
All right. So it's not a hotel or a motel. It's a motor something.
Motor in.
Like, there you go.
In for the win.
Yeah.
Wow, Randy actually came through under pressure and used a golf analogy as well.
See?
Man, all right. Doggone it. And Daryl, man, we came up a little short. Oh, no, Randy
just
was
one.
Come through there. Yeah, by one. Well, Daryl, you can play again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you listening, playing with us down out of Salem, man.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Daryl. Thank you, buddy. And Mike, look at you up Christiansburg, Virginia, winning that big old prize pack from the Op Games. Congratulations.
Three-time winner.
I hear you, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to give a shout-out, John
right,
boy.
You go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to all our veterans, and especially the Vietnam veterans.
All right. We'll appreciate you, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, classic bit request of the morning time. We got Greg Campbell out of College Park, Maryland. Greg says, y'all play Marvin Webster talking about the Waffle House? Question mark. Yes, we will, Greg. Exclamation point. Coming up next. Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Wednesday. Classic beer request this morning from Greg Campbell out of College Park, Maryland. Here you go, Greg. It's a few minutes with Marvin Webster.
Yo, man, what's up?
Hey,
how y'all doing?
Say, all right.
Hey, look, I was in the Waffle House the other night about 2 o'clock in the morning. Of course. I mean, that's when most people end up in the Waffle House. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like they got this thing on the menu that says, call ahead and your order will be ready when you arrive. But, like, nobody ever plans to go to the Waffle House. It just kind of happens, you know? I mean, it's not the kind of thing you think about when you're having, like, a big dinner party for somebody. It's like, honey, I was thinking about having Waffle House cater that big cotillion we got coming up. Are we in their delivery area? It's like that sign they have on the door that says, we have menus in Braille. You ever think about that? I mean, the only people in the world that need to see that sign can't see that sign, you know? What is it with the coffee in the Waffle House? Whew, what was the last fresh pot of coffee they brewed at this place when they were welcoming home the troops on VE Day? Whew, tastes like some big truck pulls up, pumps it in them big underground tanks like they got at the gas station, you know? They got it in bulk. I mean, even Ellie Mae Clampett wouldn't drink this stuff, you know what I mean? Sure. Of course, Waffle House is like soul food for white people. I mean, white people go in there, but I think I'm the only black dude ever been in this one, you know? Even though there's never any black people at the Waffle House, except maybe that brother in the paper hat behind the counter with the bad attitude. Of course, if I was working at the Waffle House, I might have an attitude too, you know? And then there's Bernice. I love her, the 300-pound waitress-saurus always working in there, you know? She got that hairdo, looked like somebody stuck a funnel up her butt and blew up her head. She kept trying to shoot the breeze with me. She thought she knew me. Thought I was somebody named Sweetie. I don't know. You ever notice that? They like assign you a nickname while you're there. If you don't have one, they'll let you borrow one for a little while. It's just Sweetie. Sweetie this and Sweetie that. I mean, I kind of felt like an outcast in there anyway, because, like, I was the only dude in there. Didn't know everybody else in there by name. I guess when you hang out at the Waffle House, you people had to stick together, you know? I mean, I'm sorry. To me, going in the Waffle House, it's kind of like going in an adult bookstore or something. You know, it's like, look, baby, I'm embarrassed enough about just being in here. Don't make me talk to you, too. I think they only got six people that work for the entire company at the Waffle House, and they just, like, move them around from location to location. Because I was in there the other night. I swear, the same waitress waited on me. They waited on me at the one in Myrtle Beach, like, 3 months ago, you know? Of course, I guess it's kind of hard to recruit people for the Waffle House. And it's like, your career got to be in sad shape if you think Waffle House would be, like, a good move for you. Oh, but here's the capper about the whole trip. I went in this one. I said, give me two waffles. And Bernice looked at me like I was crazy. She said, we ain't got no waffles. I said, huh? She said, the waffle line been broke for 2 years. And I started to think about it. Yeah, you don't never see nobody go in the Waffle House and actually order waffles, you know? I have never seen that. And I was like, why do they even call it the Waffle House? What was like the runny eggs, burnt hash browns, and toxic coffee house was like too long to fit on the sign on the front of the building or something. I don't know. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
Show today. Getting ready to wrap up the broadcast. That means the podcast is up next in John Boy and Billy Land. The John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. It'll be dropping down, what, give it about an hour and a half. We'll get ready till high noon Eastern time to get it up there.
Well over 2 million downloads now.
All right. So we was on vacation week.
Mm-hmm.
Went over 2 million downloads. We got it easy for you. It's at thebigshow.com. Press it right there. Or wherever you get your podcasts, you go ahead and sign up and get it automatically delivered to your mobile device.
Don't talk over their head.
Kind of showing off now. Yeah. Grabbing this technology.
Yeah, yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah, man. I wouldn't know how to do it. I know how to get to our website and mash that little button.
Uh-huh.
It worked just fine. Mashy button.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, bigshow.com. Come on, our video of the day. Pew, pew time.
Pew, pew, pew.
Got to make that noise when you squirt your water pistol. It'll all make sense when you go to thebigshow.com.
All right.
Great rest of your day. Come on, Billy. Let's take it on.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471. Stuff, online services by animink.com.
Hi, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. Oh, with a hump and a work week, we'll see you back on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it. Let's pause for Randy.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.